Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated February 18th, 2022, is titled, C is for Cookie. You may recall the good old days of Sesame Street. One of my favorite characters was the Cookie Monster. Maybe because I could relate to the way he mowed down a chocolate chip cookie like nobody's business. He used to sing the song, C is for Cookie, that's good enough for me. And then he would end, oh, cookie, 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 starts with C. I'm giggling to myself as I recall this memory. I've got the whole song, the YouTube video listed here in the blog. The melody, though, is so catchy that I've used it in many different ways over the years. For example, my best friend in college and I shared the same computer engineering curriculum, and even though we were normally excellent students, on occasion we'd both bomb a test or quiz. I'd look at him and start singing different words to Cookie Monster's jingle. D is for diploma, that's good enough for me. And we'd laugh and shrug our shoulders, only to find out later that the exam was scaled and we'd earned an A or a B instead. I recall once receiving an 18% on an exam, and it was a C after scaling, but I digress. This morning, I was encouraging a friend of mine to take a leap of faith and finally commit to something they'd been contemplating for a while. I wrote, C is for commitment, and referenced my old Sesame Street friend. This, of course, got me thinking about why commitment can sometimes be a scary proposition. Psalm 37, 4-6 reads, Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Commitment is an issue of trust. It's also an issue of surrendering your so-called options. I wrote a blog titled Options. The link is here in the blog, dated August 18, 2017, that discussed this topic. The real question is whether or not said commitment will bring glory to God. If you discern it will, then there's no other option. Just do it. Proverbs 16, 3-4a reads, Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its purpose. So in the case of my friend, they were deciding whether or not to commit to a new job. After praying about it for a week, they decided taking the job would be best in God's eyes. They were still hindered by non-commitment, the vestiges of fear, even though they knew that God was nudging them to do. Hence my aforementioned goofy brand of encouragement. Thanks for the material, Cookie Monster. With the right perspective, commitment can be a joyous occasion. God is pleased whenever we choose to bring glory to him. In this case, commitment is a blessing, not a concession. Who cares what you're, quote, losing out on if it isn't from God? Colossians 3, 23-24 reads, Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. I think of the Apostle Paul, who was so very committed to his calling. At the end of his ministry, he wrote to Timothy, a fledgling pastor, for the sake of encouragement, akin to what I'm writing here. 2 Timothy 4, 6-8 reads, For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. As a result of his commitment to God's glory, Paul was blessed in so many ways. For example, his contentment was divorced from his worldly circumstances. How many of us can say the same? Philippians 4:11-13, Not that I am speaking of being in need, for for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Paul derived his utmost contentment through his commitment to the Lord. We ought to aspire to the same. As much as Cookie Monster loved his cookies, may we learn to love commitment even more. Maybe the next time you're stuck on the fence and you know the right thing to do, sing this little jingle and remember this blog. C is for commitment. That's good enough for me. And let God take care of the rest. Amen. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.